Very simple, Dan. 8 below 0 currently here at Boston Common. This is the type of weather it is. Face numbing, your feet tingle unless you're dressed in multiple layers, top and bottom. It's just a numbing effect. The good part is that there's barely any wind. But the bottom line is we still have a wind chill warning in effect until 1 o'clock this afternoon for the Boston area. And wind chills currently between 30 and 35 degrees below zero. We broke a record at Logan Airport. The record was 2 below. At one point, it was 10 below during the overnight hours.
Steve, it's been a pretty mild winter so far this year for most people in New England, the Northeast. So how are people dealing with this?
Well, the mayor didn't want to take any chances about this situation, Dan. Schools around the Boston area were called off yesterday. We were with the Boston police most of the day yesterday afternoon. They were handing out hand warmers, gloves. They kept South Station open to folks who weren't able to get out from the cold. But moving forward, a lot of people, I mean, I'm near Boylston Street in Boston Common. There's no one on the streets, and people coming out of the T stations, if there are any that I've seen, maybe a dozen in the last hour. Everyone is bundled up. People are taking this situation very seriously. And again, you have to be careful of these cold temperatures that are still going to remain for the next 6 to 8 hours.
Steve, real quickly, while it's very cold now, things are going to be improving pretty quickly, though.
Well, in the Mid-Atlantic, as well as up here in New England, Dan, I mean, tomorrow the temperatures are going to be in the high 40s to maybe 50 degrees. Same thing in the D.C. area. So basically moving forward into the afternoon hours, we're going to see a gradual warm-up that's going to extend into early portions of next week.